The 9 African countries belong to a project called the Square Kilometer Array, SKA, with the African project based in South Africa. With the first radio telescope in South Africa, the one built especially in Ghana will transmit radio waves from Europe to South Africa and vice versa about the universe. The African countries partnering South Africa will each construct C2 radio telescopes that will survey space thousands of times faster than any system currently in existence. The data generated from these telescopes will help in establishing cutting-edge sustainable data infrastructure for breakthrough discoveries about the universe and for a better Africa. Ghana has launched a 32-meter telescope in Kuntunse, the biggest in Africa after that of South Africa, which is 26 meters. Addressing the news conference ahead of the launch of the Kuntunse project, Ghana's Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Frimpong Boateng, said a lot has been achieved in the area of trade and investment with South Africa, but not in science and technology. He mentioned areas where more investments are needed.
There must be demonstrable outcome from investment in STI, such as enrollment in educational institutions that should be increased, the number of scientists, engineers that are produced from our institutions, number of patents applied and granted, the number of new firms that are registered in Ghana, the new products that come out of our STI activities, and the effect on the job market.
Her counterpart from South Africa, Grace Mandisa Panda, acknowledged the importance of the Kuntunse telescope to the development of Ghana and to the continent. She talked about the SKA Africa project based in South Africa.
There's a very crucial interface between the global development of science and international development. This interface is most acute in developing countries whose national development imperatives must be strongly informed and underpinned by science, technology, and innovation. We are absolutely pleased that for the first time, we've been able to attract a wide diversity of talent to the SKA project.
The MOU signed by member countries enter into force from the date of signature and shall remain in force indefinitely unless parties agree mutually to terminate the understanding.
Joyce Jetcher reporting.